From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Luke Parsnow reports at New York State of Politics that after a three-hour hearing April 17th, the New York State Senate's Judiciary Committee voted to send the nomination of Judge Rowan Wilson to be the next chief judge on the State Court of Appeals for a full Senate vote. Governor Kathy Hochul's first nominee, Judge Hector LaSalle, did not get approved by the committee. Wilson did, with all the Democrats voting in favor, four Republicans voting against, and one Republican voting to move the nomination to the floor without recommendation. If the full Senate votes in favor, Wilson would be the first black man to lead the court system in New York. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko announced 15 community development and improvement projects in his 20th congressional district that he submitted to the House Committee on Appropriations. This is what is sometimes called pork in Washington, D.C. Each congressional representative may request funding for up to 15 projects each fiscal year. Not all projects are guaranteed funding, but most get their dollars under the guidelines issued by the Appropriations Committee. Tonko asked for two of his 15 projects for the southern Albany town of Coymans and the village of Ravenna. Coymans, if successful, would get $1,882,500 for their sewer system, while Ravenna is asking for $3 million to improve their drinking water systems. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Raymond Pignone is reporting at Columbia Green Media that the village of Catskill will install 8 level 2 electric vehicle charging ports thanks to a $26,605 grant from the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act Governor Kathy Hochul's office announced April 14th. New York is giving more than $8.3 million to 70 municipalities, including 5 in the Capital Region, to install public electric vehicle charging stations. Currently, New York has 3,000 public EV charging stations. But Cornell University professor Bob Howarth says the state needs more, saying, and I quote, "I do think we have to have a much better charging infrastructure than we have now. There's a long way to go, but you know it's happening," end quote. New York's goal is to eliminate the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. The story does not say where in Catskill the charging stations will be located. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia paper reports that on April 23rd, the town of Stuyvesant turns 200 years old. On April 21st, 1823, New York State legislation went into effect carving Stuyvesant out of part of the town of Kinderhook. The town and villages of Stuyvesant Landing and Stuyvesant Falls were named after the former governor of New Netherlands, Peter Stuyvesant. In 200 years, the story says, Stuyvesant has had brick making and stove foundry, ice harvesting, a variety of mills, railroads, hotels, a bicycle emporium, and an island amusement park. The town is celebrating its birthday from 1 to 3 p.m. on April 22nd at the town hall with birthday cake, a video history, and many artifacts on display. There are other events celebrating Stuyvesant's bicentennial in July, September, and December. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.